Well, the rapid uptake of electric vehicles could put a strain on our electricity network. 1% of vehicles in this country are now electric, and their use is increasing much faster than anticipated. The non-profit group Drive Electric has found that could create unexpected demands on the national grid. Eric Palliser is commercial manager at PowerCo and a board member of Drive Electric, and Mr. Palliser is with me. Eric, good morning to you.
Good morning, Larry. Thanks for having me on the show.
What are the challenges the researchers identified here, Eric?
Certainly. There's three key areas of challenges which you've identified. The first obviously being that when someone buys an electric vehicle, brings it home and plugs it in, it increases their peak usage in their home. So an electric vehicle charger is the equivalent of adding a new hot water cylinder, for example, so potentially doubling or even tripling your evening peak. The other challenge, of course, is around lack of visibility. So we don't know if someone's gone out and bought an electric vehicle and plugged it in. We do know if somebody builds a home on the end of the street and they want to connect it to the network, so we can cater for that. But for somebody going and plugging in an electric vehicle, we don't know that it's there.
Right. So the upshot there is that if you've got an electric vehicle and you plug it in at night, you're going to pay a lot of money to charge it up.
Well, that's where actually the opportunity exists for New Zealand, is being able to create solutions so that customers can go home, plug their car in when they finish their day, and in the background, there's all kinds of coordination that's occurring between retailers, distribution businesses, and technology providers to make it real simple for customers to get whatever charge they want and whatever fill that they want in their battery at the price they want to pay.
So how can electricity companies prepare for these challenges then?
So I think one of the things we'd like to do is do more collaboration in the industry and more research to try and understand what the impact will be. Obviously, networks are really focused on making sure that we have reliability and resiliency in our network for customers and also being ready for the future. So a lot of networks are starting to ask this question and doing a lot of research with groups like Drive Electric and other industry bodies to try and understand what the impacts will be. A lot of research going on.
Are you confident that electricity companies will be ready to take on this challenge, that this will get done and dusted?
Certainly. I think New Zealand's got all the right ingredients right now to make electric vehicles a success for New Zealand. The trick is to get some of these discussions and this collaboration happening early so we can address these problems in advance and actually start to create some opportunity.
Right. It's not a big deal right now, but you've got to get ahead of the game, I suppose.
Definitely. I think, you mentioned that the current uptake of electric vehicles, we've got 4,000 electric vehicles in New Zealand, which is ahead of our 2017 target, which we were aiming to be at that by the end of the year. Now, if you think the government wants to get to 64,000 cars, which is the equivalent of 2% of New Zealand's vehicle fleet, the real challenge, of course, is that that 2% could be reached much quicker in some parts of our networks. So down a particular street, you might have 50 homes, and in some neighborhoods, the adoption of electric vehicles might happen a lot quicker. So you might have 10 or 15 cars in that residential neighborhood all of a sudden plugging in. Mm. And that might happen way before the government target of 64,000 cars happens in 2021.
Eric,
so we need to prepare now.
Thank you, Eric. That is Eric Palliser, PowerCo Commercial Manager and Drive Electric Board Member.